I'm Jason Lopez of PodTech.net at Macworld in San Francisco, California. Here in Moscone West this morning, Steve Jobs unveiled the iPhone. In our first podcast, we jumped right into the middle of the speech where he talks about some of the basic attributes of the iPhone. Now let's go a little deeper into this keynote. In this section, Jobs talks about the iPod features of the new iPhone.
Let's start with the iPod. You can touch your music. You can just touch your music. It's so cool. You got a widescreen video. You can find your music even faster. Gorgeous album art on this display. Built-in speaker. And why not? CoverFlow. First time ever on an iPod. And so rather than talk about this some more, let me show it to you. All righty. Now, I've got some special iPhones up here. They've got a little special board in them, and so I can get some digital video out. And I got a little cord here which goes up to these projectors. And so I got some great images, and you get to see what it really looks like. So I've got a camera here so you can see what I'm doing with my finger for a few seconds. And let me go ahead and get that picture within picture up. I'm going to go ahead and just push the sleep-wake button, and there we go, right there. And to unlock the phone, I just take my finger and slide it across. All right? You want to see that again? Go to sleep. We wanted something that you couldn't do by accident in your pocket, and just slide it across. Boom. And this is the home screen of iPhone right here. And so if I want to get in the iPod, I just go down that lower right-hand corner and push this icon right here, and boom, I'm in the iPod. I want to get home, I push the home button right here, and I'm home. Back in the iPod, I'm back in the iPod. Now here I am, you see five buttons across the bottom, playlists, artists, songs, videos, and more. I'm an artist right now. Well, how do I scroll through my list of artists? How do I do this? I just take my finger, and I scroll. That's it. Isn't that cool? Get a little rubber banding up when I run off the edge. And if I want to pick somebody, let's say I want to pick the Beatles, I just tap them. And here's the Beatles songs with their albums right here. I want to play Sgt. Pepper's, I just hit Sgt. Pepper's right there. And a little help from my friends. Look at this gorgeous album artwork here. Of course, I got a volume control. Now, I've got a little button up in the corner right here. You can see in the upper right-hand corner, I can hit that and flip the album art around. Here's all the other songs back here. And I can play Lovely Rita if I want to. Flip it back around. Very simple. All right, I can set some stars back here just by setting the arrows. That's a five-star album. Isn't that cool? Yeah, it's pretty nice. Now, let me show you something else. I just take my unit here, and I turn it landscape mode. Oh, look what happens. I'm in cover flow. Well, let's go into Dylan here. Let's play Like a Rolling Stone. I just thumb through my albums. It's real easy. Anytime I find something I like, I can just turn it around. It's that simple. Isn't that great? Yeah. I could play with this for a long time. Now, again, I've got playlists here. I can go into my playlists. I've got artists. I've got songs. I've got more over here. I've got, albums. I've got a great album view, again, that shows all my album artwork right here if I want. I've also got audiobooks and compilations and things like that. I've also got videos here. So I push videos, and I've got a video podcast loaded on and a music video, and I've got a TV show and a movie, and I'd like to just show you the TV show here. This is an episode from The Office. All videos we look at in landscape.
And now, an NBC presentation.
Hey.
Hey.
Who are you faxing so early in the morning?
Oh, kind of hard to explain. I don't have a ton of contact with this Granton branch, but before I left, I took a box of Dwight's stationery. So from time to time, I send Dwight faxes from himself, from the future. Dwight, at 8 a.m. today, someone poisons the coffee. Do not drink the coffee. More instructions will follow. Cordially, future Dwight.
We have touch controls on here, of course. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Let's go. I now want to show you a movie playing. Let's play Pirates of the Caribbean, the second one here. Great movie, by the way. And
the bright side is you're back and made it off.
Now this is a widescreen movie, so I just double tap and I can see the whole thing here. Or I can fill up the screen, whichever I like.
Not online.
And again, I've got on-screen controls here. Isn't this cool? So we can be watching feature-length movies just like this. All righty. So that is the iPod. Pretty cool, huh? We've just started. So again, touch your music. Just scroll through your songs, scroll through your playlists. It's incredible. Widescreen video like you've never seen on a portable device, 160 pixels per inch, gorgeous screen quality. You know, I was showing this to somebody. I was giving a demo to somebody a little while ago who'd never seen this before inside Apple. And I finished the demo. I said, what do you think? And he told me this. He said, you had me at scrolling. So, the iPhone with the most amazing iPod ever, you can now touch your music. So that's the iPod. Now, let's take a look at a revolutionary phone. We want to reinvent the phone. Now, what's the killer app? The killer app is making calls. It's amazing. It's amazing how hard it is to make calls on most phones. Most people actually dial them every time. Most people don't have very many numbers in their address book. They use their recents as their address book, right? How many of you do that? I bet more than a few. So we want to let you use contacts like never before. You can sync your iPhone with your PC or Mac and bring down all your contacts right into your phone. So you've got everybody's numbers with you at all times. We have something that's going to revolutionize voicemail today. We call it visual voicemail. Wouldn't it be great if you didn't, if you had six voicemails, if you didn't have to listen to five of them first before you wanted to listen to the sixth? Wouldn't that be great if you had random access voicemail? Well, we've got it. Just like email, you can go directly to the voicemails that interest you. Excellent audio quality. iPhone is a quad band GSM plus Edge phone. We've decided to go with the most popular international standard, which is GSM. We're on that bandwagon, headed on that roadmap, and plan to make 3G phones and all sorts of other amazing things in the future. So quad band GSM plus Edge, and of course we have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth 2.0 EDR built in as well. And so this is what it looks like when you get a call. This is what it sounds like. It's one of our ringtones you can pick, of course. So I want to show you four things. I want to show you the phone app, photos, got a calendar, and SMS messaging. The kind of things you would find on a typical phone, but in a very untypical way now. So let's go ahead and take a look. So let's go to our phone first. You see that icon in the lower left-hand corner, the phone? I just push it right here, and boom, I'm in the phone. And I've got five buttons across the bottom: favorites, recents, contacts, keypad, and voicemail. I'm in contacts right now. Again, how do I move around my contacts? I just scroll through them. And so let's say I want to make a call to Johnny Ive. I can just push here, and I see Johnny Ive's contacts with all his information, his three phone numbers, his email, whatever else, his address, whatever else I've got. It's all in one place. And if I want to call Johnny, all I do is push his phone number. I'll call his mobile number right now. And now we are calling Johnny here. I could turn on a speakerphone like this if I wanted to.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Well, it's been 2.5 years, and I can't tell you how thrilled I am to make the first public phone call with iPhone. I remember when we first started working on this, and it's just unbelievable. Whoa, whoa, what is this? I've got another call coming in. Johnny, can I put you on hold for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I put Johnny on hold, and hi, Phil.
Hey, Steve, I wanted to be the first call.
Sorry, Phil. As you can see, it's put Johnny on hold, and Phil, I can just touch Johnny and bring Johnny back. Hey, Johnny, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, listen, Phil called. Do you mind if I conference him in?
I guess so.
You can see the button has changed to merge calls right there in the middle, so I just push that right here, and now I've created a conference call. Johnny, you there?
I'm here.
Phil, you there?
I'm still hanging on.
So here we are, and listen, I got to get back to my keynote, so if I want to do that... I just touch this arrow right here, and I'm going to go ahead and take Johnny private here and put Phil on hold. Johnny, do you have anything to say on the first phone call?
It's not too shabby, is it?
It's not too shabby. You take care, Johnny.
I'll see you later.
And I end this call, and Phil's on hold. I take him off a hold. Phil, thanks very much. I got to get back to the keynote now.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. So, now I've also got a way to make a list of favorites here from my most often called numbers, so I can just touch it once and dial the number. And I might want to add somebody to favorites. So let's say I want to add Phil Schiller. I just push that plus button in the upper right-hand corner right there, and up pop my favorites. And I can just go to the S's here, and there's Phil. So Phil Schiller right there. And I'll put, let's say I want to put Phil's work number. And it's added Phil right there. You can see the favorites. I can edit favorites by pushing the edit button in the upper left-hand corner. And I can move Phil up if I want to, you know, maybe to the top. And let's say I'm not going to, you know, Tony's changed his number. I got to update this anyway, so I'm going to get rid of that. And I could just remove Tony. Boom. There we go. It's that simple to edit these things. Very, very easy. I've got recents right here, which is all my recent phone calls. If I want to see the ones I've missed, which are in red, I can just go up and touch that button at the top and... boom, those are all the ones I've missed. And those are all the calls that I've placed or have gotten. If I want to dial the phone, if I'm real last century, I can push keypad here. And I can dial a call just with... oops, called 4, sorry. Wrong number. 408-996-1010. And it formats the numbers. And if I want to, I can just keep dialing. Let's say it's a European number. And the numbers just keep getting smaller. Real simple. Very simple to dial with a keypad. Now let me show you visual voicemail. This is so cool. This is a collaboration that we've done, which I'll talk more about later. And it allows us to have random access voicemail, go directly to the voicemails we want. So as an example, I come to my voicemail and I say, oh, there's one by Al Gore. I want to hear that one. I just push it.
Hi, Dave, it's Al. Wish I could be there today. I'm here in Nashville training people to give my slideshow.
But I wanted to say congratulations on the iPhone. It is unbelievably cool. Good luck with the presentation. Call me later.
Now, if I want to call Al back right now, I can just push that call back button. But I want to listen to one from Tim Cook I've got here, so let me listen to Tim.
Hi, Steve. It's Tim. I've got the results from last quarter. Revenue was, you know, I'll just wait and tell you when I see you in person. Good luck on the keynote. See you there.
And that's awesome. And so I've got voicemail, how I want to listen to it, when I want to listen to it, in any order I want to listen to it with visual voicemail. So that is a quick tour of the phone app. Now what I want to do is show you SMS texting. So I just go to that SMS icon in the upper left-hand corner and push it, and I not only have SMS texting, but I have multiple sessions. So I can be carrying on conversations with people, and every time I get a new message from them, I'll be alerted to that, and I can go check it out. So as an example here, I've got Eddie Q, and I've been carrying on a conversation with Eddie, and I just tap this, and here's the conversation I've been carrying on right here, right? And if there's a new message, they'll tell me. So there's a new message from Phil, and let's see, the conversation was what? Hey, Steve. Hi. Still on for dinner tonight? Absolutely. Your turn to pick. I've picked Sushi Ron. How about 7 o'clock tonight? And I can just say, you know, sounds great. And I've got this little keyboard, which is phenomenal. It does error prevention and correction. Not that I won't make some, I probably will. But it's actually really fast to type on. It's faster than all these little plastic keyboards on all these smartphones. So I can just say, sounds great. See you there. And I can send that. And there it is. Right? It's that simple. And when Phil messages me back, I'll be alerted, I'll see the dot, and I can just go pick up that conversation where it left off. If I want to send a message to Eddie or Scott, I just push this and send a message and go. It's so simple.